Crude oil production in the United States has gone up 60% since 2008, from 5 million barrels per day to 8.5 million barrels by the end of this year. Much of that increase is from the Bakken oil fields. The problem is transporting that oil. Pipelines can't carry it all, so railroads have stepped in. Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse says that's meant an increase in explosive derailments, but he says the risks can be reduced if the crude goes through a stabilization process.
It's required in all the pipeline. It's not with the railroads in the upper Midwest, and I'm asking why not? If it is cheap, if it's easy to do, it'd be another level of safeguard that makes sense to me.
It isn't that easy. UW Superior Transportation and Logistics Director Richard Stewart says it's a process that removes volatiles like ethane, butane, and benzene from the crude.
In order to do that, you have to crack the product, not fully, but you crack it to remove the first line of volatiles and capture them. Then you have to store them. Then you have to ship them out of there.
Still, Kind says it needs to happen before the crude hits the rails.
My concern has always been with the railroads, it's bottom line. If there's an opportunity for them to cut corners to save costs, they tend to look at that, even though it's detrimental to their long-term interests. Because if mistakes are made, if they do go cheap, and if there is a major accident, it's going to cost them a heck of a lot more the day after than the preventive steps that they can be taking today.
Kind sent a formal request to the U.S. Department of Transportation to require Bakken oil be stabilized before transport. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.